This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana, Shaoning and Philip. We are turning our attention to the Malacca state elections. The Election Commission has decided that polling day for the Malacca state election will be held on November 20th. The polls will have a 12-day campaign period with nominations starting on November the 8th.
Now, according to Election Commission Chairperson Dato' Abdul Ghani Saleh, SOPs for preventing COVID-19 infections have yet to be finalised. These will be released after seeking advice from the NSC, Health Ministry and the police. But just to recap, the Malacca State Legislative Assembly was dissolved on October 4th following an unsuccessful coup attempt led by the former Chief Minister, Dato' Sri Idris Harun, and three others. The four are reportedly eyeing to contest in the elections under the Pakatan Harapan banner and have attended Harapan events earlier this week, but that seemed to have ruffled some feathers in DAP and PKR. So how will PH approach these elections? And what about Barisan Nasional or Perikatan?
So for some thoughts into how these political dynamics will play out, we have Dr. Oh Ee San, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs, on the line. He's, of course, a frequent commentator on politics in Malaysia. Good morning, Ee San. Always good to have you. So how divisive will the Malacca state elections be, both for Pakatan Harapan and also Perikatan Nasional? I mean, the manner in which the state assembly was dissolved already showcased the fissures on both sides. So how do you think this is going to play out?
Well, I think the fissure is mainly on the UMNO side or BN side, right? Because, the attempted coup was instigated by some UMNO assembly persons versus an UMNO-led state government. So I think there had been, for example, fissures, as you said, at the state levels. It's obvious that there are various UMNO factions at the Malacca state levels, but I think we are trying very hard also to discern as to what extent it reflects the UMNO factionalization at the federal levels, for example, between the Prime Minister Ismail Sabri and the Zahid Hamidi factions. On the other side of the political divide, of course, you have Pakatan Harapan component parties, PKRs and DAPs, seemingly at odds as to whether to accept some of these defectors who try to instigate the fall of the Malacca government here.
So can you tell me about the Malacca electorate, right? How is it like, you know, are they all kind of marginal constituencies in play? What does the Malacca elections day electorate look like, actually?
Well, I think in terms of voters' profile, it to a large extent reflects the national electoral profiles, in the sense that there's a majority of Bumi voters followed by Chinese and Indians and so on. But I think in terms of seat allocations, you will see out of, if I remember correctly, 28 seats, most of them, I think certainly more than 20, it's very much with a Malay majority. Those with non-Malay majority, I think there are only about four or five, a handful of them. So it's very much a sort of a contest between or among the Malay dominated parties mainly.
And since we are talking about the nature of the electoral, can I ask about Undi 18 though? Because this state election takes place before it. So does this change the outcome of the elections though?
Well, of course, then it would likely to have the same cohort of voters as in 2018, right? Because Undi 18 does not kick in yet. But I think the outcome may be different from 2018. In 2018, I think Pakatan squeezed through with a majority. This time, I think it's very difficult to replicate that, assuming UMNO and PAS could somehow make up with each other and thereby do not contest against each other, in which case I think UMNO or UMNO plus PAS would win a majority of seats. Yeah.
So, Isan, earlier you were talking about how the fissure seemed to be more about UMNO, within UMNO and affecting, I suppose, the Perikatan Nasional, Barisan Nasional, that coalition. But how do you see Pakatan approaching this election? I mean, who might they be fielding to take back the state? And how contentious will a candidate selection be? And I'm asking this on the back of news that DAP Secretary General Lim Guan Eng has stated that DAP will not accept the incumbent Bungkalan Batu State Assembly person, Nurhizam Bakti, as a candidate.
Well, of course, those non-Malay seats will mostly be contested by DAP and to a lesser extent PKR, right? The Malay seats will be contested mainly by PKR and Amanah. So I think to a large extent, it really depends on PKR's attitude, because they are likely to contest the lion's share of seats. And I think... nowadays, political parties are rather pragmatic. If those so-called four defectors, if they are, for example, very popular in their respective constituencies, they are likely to carry or to deliver those seats to whichever party they would belong to, then perhaps PKR would think of bringing them in and putting them up as candidates again. On the other hand, if they won their seats largely at the back of, let's say, UMNO, and now that they are no longer in UMNO, you know, it is very unlikely that they're going to win their seats, then PKR may not be as enthusiastic in taking them on. So it's calculative, but it's very pragmatic, yeah.
Mm. And staying on this seat selection process, right, what about between Bersatu and UMNO, though? Because on paper, they're allies, but I would imagine some of the UMNO candidates would actually want to contest in seats which have been won by Bersatu.
Yeah, I think that would indeed be the case, because Bersatu won those seats under the Pakatan tickets, right? So UMNO is likely to say it's not, with your own efforts and so on. Those seats were contested by us in the last general election. And I think without UMNO's help, and especially without PASA's help, I think Bersatu would be very difficult to win, in fact, any seat, because just by itself, without the help of either UMNO or PASA on the one hand, or like previously Pakatan on the other hand, I think it's very difficult for Bersatu to win even a single seat. Yeah.
So let's just get your predictions, right? Who do you think will win the state elections?
I think it will be the UMNO-dominated coalition. I think it will be UMNO plus PAS. Perhaps, if Bersatu is lucky, they will get a few seats. Yeah, I think this coalition, basically the federal ruling coalition, is very likely to win the next election, because PAS and UMNO, they are no longer assuming contesting against each other, and they will be a very formidable rival to beat. Yeah.
Isan, thank you as always for your comments. That was Dr. Oh Isan, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs, hazarding a guess that the federal coalition will be the side that emerges victor in the state elections that will be held later in November. Any thoughts, takeaways from that conversation?
Malacca is a very interesting state because it's a reflection of the national picture, right, in terms of its makeup and constituencies as well. Nice mix of urban and rural.
But not reflecting the younger voters, though, because I think GE15 will take place post Undi 18.
That is true. So this is pre Undi 18 result.
Yeah. The other thing, of course, is, I'm going to be curious in terms of, is this a referendum on Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri's government and his handling of the COVID-19 crisis? It's not 100 days yet, right?
But yeah, what do it's 60 people days. Think? Correct, it's 60 days. And you have a very good point, because usually when elections you debate, is it a national issue or local issues? And what I'm hearing, it's a national issue kind of discussion happening.
And it is taking place as the economy reopens, as things return to normal. I mean, I'm sure that's going to give a boost to the federal coalition, as Oh-Isan pointed out. We'll be watching this space very closely. We'll be having more conversations on this for sure. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.